Begin the current daf, Masechtas Brachas, daf Lamed Gimel. Begin on Amud Aleph, where Tosfos Divrei Masechta begins with the words of the Gemara, Aval Akrav, but regarding a scorpion, then Pesik, then he does stop. Tosfos brings the words of the Yerushalmi, and he evaluates this halacha when you stop because of a scorpion. The Gemara brought that, although we said in the Mishnah that even the snake is wrapped around a person's heel, he shouldn't stop in the middle of a Shemini Esrei, that's only by a snake, but by a scorpion, he should stop. So Tosfos brings that, Yerushalmi, come in Yerushalmi, it says, however, if a snake was chasing after the person angrily, then Pesach, then he should stop. If he should book connected because the snake is coming at him with anger, so miskaban lazika, so his intent is to harm, then it's going to have the same qualification like a scorpion. Now, Amihu, however, Tosfos says, lemitzinu im pasak, we don't find that if he does stop, sheyachz l'roish, that he should have to go back to the beginning of the Shemayna Esri, mendeloi kamar, from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say that the im pasak, that if a person does stop, the chayz l'roish, he has to go back to the beginning. Aval, but says Tosfos, l'tchilas bracha miyoyachz, but at least to the beginning of the bracha, there he does have to go back to. Now, so therefore Tosfos says, v'im, the gears is ta, but the gears that it's brought down is to say who. Then who begimel rishayin is now. However, if it's in the first three brachas of Shemay Nasri, or begimel achrayin is the last three brachas of Shemay Nasri, then chayz l'tchilas agimel, then you're going to go back to the beginning of that order of three brachas. Meaning, but avos, when you're going to go back to the bracha of avos, the first bracha of Shemay Nasri, if it was rishayinus, if it was, you stopped at any point in the first three brachas. Ba'avayin, you're going to go back to ritzei, if it was at any point of bachrayinus, by the last three brachas, like we say later on in the parak on Naflam and Dalam and Alf, where the Gemara says that idea that we consider that as one unit, and therefore, although you go back to the beginning of the bracha, in the first three or last three, the beginning of that unit of three is considered the beginning of that bracha. Now we continue on to Naflam and Dalam and Alf, which the next two tesis actually belong over here on the Naflam and Gimel and Beis. The Gemara said, Amar Maidim Maidim, that if someone says the word Maidim two times, so Meshaskin, I say, so we silence him. And Tosfos brings the words of the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah said that if someone says the word Maidim two times, we silence him. So Tosfos brings it in the Yerushalmi, Hadid the Tema. Yerushalmi says this that we're saying, that you silence him, is specifically Betzibur. If he's davening for the public, meaning as a Shlich Tzibur, that's when you silence him. But an individual, Tachanunim, their supplication, because that's how it's normal for someone who's supplicating that he repeats a word two times, and then the prohibition of Maidim Maidim was not said. It was only said regarding the Shlich Tzibur. Then it sounds like that one is accepting Chas Hashem another deity. That's where it's going to be prohibited. We'll continue with the next Tosfos Divrei Masechta. Again, this also belongs on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos begins with the words of the Gemara, Amar Pesuka Pesuka V'Kafli. He says a verse, and he repeats it. Which Tosfos brings two interpretations in the explanation of this Gemara, and then he qualifies that when would it be permitted to go ahead and repeat a verse. That is, the Gemara brought from Reb Zeira that if someone says the word Shema two times, it's like he said the word Maidim two times, that we silence him. That the Gemara asks, is that so? But we learned in the Brisa that says, if someone says Shema and he repeats it, so that's disgraceful. So it doesn't say we silence him, so but you just said that we silence him, because it's just like Maidim. But the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between if you said the word two times over and you repeated it, or you said the verse two times over. Now, Tosfos brings two opposite interpretations. Pirush B'Kuntres Rashi explains that when someone repeats the pasuk two times, then Meshas Kenaisa, then we silence him. Demechzi Kaisa Bezer Shus. That's looking like he's creating two deities, Chas V'Shalom. He's saying the whole pasuk to this deity, and then this one to that one. That's obviously inappropriate. Then we silence him. But whereas if you just say the word over, that's disgraceful, but it doesn't look like you're saying to two different deities, you're just repeating, that shouldn't be done, that's disgraceful, then we won't silence you. However, Tosfos brings Ubahag, Ubepirish Rach, in the Bal Halachas Gedalus, and in the interpretation of the Rabbein Chananel, Mefar Shibcha, they explain the opposite. Psuka, psuka, saying the verse over a second time, Ein Meshas Kenaisa, no, then we don't silence him. Miyum Maguna Haba, but then it's disgraceful, but if you say each word over, then we silence. However, Loshna Gemara LeMashma Kipirushim, the wording of the Gemara doesn't sound like their interpretation. It sounds like that it's considered that you silence him because you said a full idea and you're saying it again to someone else, Chas V'Shalom, as if there's another deity, that's when you silence. The disgraceful part is, like Rashi says, if you just repeat the word. Now, therefore, it says Taisis, V'Eisen B'nei Adam, Sha'aymin Beze Gimel Pam Shema Yisrael B'yam Kipurim, there are certain people that they say, Shema Yisrael, the verse, two or three times in Yom Kippurim by Ne'ilah time. So it says Tosfos, Meshaskenais from the Pirush Rashi. According to Rashi's interpretation, when you repeat a pasuk of Shema two times, we silence you because it looks like you're davening to Chas Hashem two Rishuyas. And even the Pirush Rashi says Tosfos, even according to the other interpretations, Rabbein Chananel, Mugun Mi'ahava, it's still considered, according to them, disgraceful. So therefore, it's not appropriate to repeat the pasuk Shema Yisrael a few times by Ne'ilah. Oy, or says Tyson, maybe Shema in Lachish. Now maybe you don't have to be concerned with this. Rakesh Akari Krishma by Nasa. It's only a problem when you're saying Krishma in the time when you're supposed to say Krishma. Makabalaval Machashamaim, you're accepting upon yourself the sovereignty on the yoke of the sovereignty of heaven. So then you repeat another time. It looks like you're accepting the sovereignty of Chasham, some other deity. But it's just plain to repeat the Pasik in a different timing, that wouldn't be a problem. But in Mekam Hakam Ha'ub, in spite of that, says Taisus, Taif Shalai Lama, it's better not to say and repeat the Pasuk Shema Yisrael ever, even Yom Kippur Ma'an Ne'ilah. Ah, however, Taisus, Masha Oim, this that people say, Hashem Elikim Zayin Pa'amim, they say from the verse, Hashem, He's God, Zayin Pa'am, seven times, B'Yom Kippurim, on Yom Kippurim, B'Yom Arava, and on Leishan Rabba, that's Keneged Zayin Rikim, that correlates to the seven skies, to the seven heavens. Oh, that's Mishabchem Labayri, because we're praising the Creator, Shu Dar Lamayla Mazayin, that He dwells above the seven firmaments. Oh, it says Taisim Mina Kashu, that's an appropriate custom, because that's not like repeating it as if, like, oh, there's someone else we're speaking to. No, we're saying Hashem is God, Hashem is God, and that's showing that He's above all the seven firmaments. So that's an obvious idea that you're speaking to just Hashem Himself. And it says Taisim, we got Matina Bukra, and we actually find in the Pasuk, Shtei Pam Hashem Olakim, it says in the Pasuk already the word Hashem Olakim more than once. Gabaliel by Eliyahu Navi in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, and therefore, for saying Hashem Elokim more than once, even the Pasuk already says it more than once, because that's a reference to Hashem, that He's the God, that we could repeat it, and we repeat it seven times to say that He's even above all the heavens, and that's where He dwells. So ultimately, Tosfos said that, according to Rashi, repeating the Pasuk, we silence Him. Repeating the words, that's disgraceful. The Bahagin Rinnach Nal say the opposite, but Tosfos says that the Gemara doesn't sound like their interpretation. Taisa says that initially one should not repeat Shema Yisrael even on Yom Kippurim, even though it's possible the prohibition is only at the time of Zman Krishma. But Hashem Elokim that we say seven times on Yom Kippurim and Shana Rabbah, that's an appropriate custom because that's we're praising the Creator of the world who dwells above the seven firmaments.